The Coen brothers are known for jumping from genre to genre with films that are great dramas and some really fine comedies. Those of you who might remember Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which was up for an Oscar several years ago. Well, Hail Caesar has something in common with that because it also stars George Clooney. He is a character in this movie that takes place in 1951 in a studio that's very similar to MGM, but they call it another, they have another, Capitol Films, I think they call it. And he plays an actor who's starring in what we call the sword and sandal type movies, where he is playing a Roman soldier. And so he goes around in the entire movie. I think every shot has him in his with his sword. And he's not really too bright in this one. He's not a smart guy. He ends up getting kidnapped, and it's fairly easy to do because he's being held for ransom by this very talkative group of writers. They turn out to be all have communist leanings, and that's sort of a takeoff on the whole blacklist, which took place at that time. And they hold the guy, his name is Baird Whitlock, and they hold him, he's George Clooney, they hold him for ransom. And also there's all these other little various vignettes going on, but all the main character throughout is Eddie Mannix. He's sort of the fixer for the studio, and he has to answer to the big boss, who's Mr. Skank. And he's played by Josh Brolin in this kind of blustery, very different sort of role for him. He comes across as a real tough guy, and he covers up all the messes that the stars get into. And one of them that gets into has some problems is this Esther Williams-type swimmer, who is played very well, and she's hilarious, played by Scarlett Johansson. And then there are some a tap dancer who's played by Channing Tatum. He does a sailor dance with a number of other sailors, very very similar to the kinds of things Gene Kelly used to do. There are competing gossip columnists who are identical twins, Thora and Thessaly Thacker, both are played by Tilda Swinton. And Frances McDormand has a brief part. She's married to Joel Coen, and she plays a film editor. And there's also cameos by Jonah Hill and Christopher Lambert, who we haven't seen in a very long time. There's also a singing cowboy who is played by Alden Ehrenreich, and he is very, very funny when they change him and decide he's going to be in a drawing room comedy, and it's directed by Ralph Fiennes as Lawrence Lorenz, the director. It's very funny, and it's got kind of a little bit of a serious undertone about how things were kind of covered up in the old days, but it has these great production numbers. And I really did love it. I'm a real film buff, so I got a kick out of all of it. One of the Coen brothers' best, I think.